Kate stared at the single magpie perched on the thick wall of Fleet Debtors' Prison. At 12 years old, she hardly needed the ill omen to know she was in peril. Her heart beat hard within her chest, and she grasped her twin brother's hand as they were forced into the stone sarcophagus of the prison. How could this be happening to her?
"Boys this way, girls that way,"
a pale-faced guard intoned, too bored with the plight of human misery even to look up over his desk.
"You cannot do this. I am the Earl of Darrington. There has been a mistake," repeated her brother.
Though tall for his age, the guards only saw him as a child and had long since stopped listening.
"Only mistake is that your father didn't pay his debts before he died. Now no more of your lies. You wouldn't be in debtors' prison if you was quality or had anyone what cared for you."
The man nodded to a sharp-faced matron, who grabbed Kate by the wrist and wrenched her away from her brother.
"No!"
Kate cried, but the fierce matron pulled her through a low doorway and down a dark passage, the air growing increasingly stale and acrid with every step. The stench of years of filth and sheer wretchedness filled her lungs, causing her to gag. When they reached the very pit of hell, the woman unlocked a door and flung Kate inside.
"The girl what lived here died this morning."
The matron gave her a sinister smile.
"Good night, dearie."
She slammed the door shut, leaving Kate in total darkness.
"No."
Kate wrapped her arms around herself to protect against the suffocating black nothingness.
"No, no!"
Kate awoke in a tangle of bedsheets, gasping for breath. Someone rapped on the door of her small spare bedroom, and her twin brother appeared, leaning one shoulder on the doorframe. He had grown taller in the 13 years since their unfortunate sojourn in Fleet Prison.
"Doing battle?" he asked, his face impassive.
Kate took a long, slow breath as she tried to extricate herself from the twisted bedsheets.
"Just enjoying the sweet dreams of our childhood."
"That bad, eh?"
Robert shook his head.
"Force of habit when we travel to London. I remember all the amusements we shared."
"Of some amusements, one can never have too little,"
Robert commented in a dry tone.
"True, but given today's itinerary, I fear we shall have a very amusing day indeed."
"Saints preserve us," grumbled Robert.
"Saints?" Kate shook her head. "I doubt we shall receive any divine help today. Let us get on with our business and leave this godforsaken town."
Robert raised an eyebrow.
"Has the good Lord forsaken all of London, do you think?"
Kate shrugged.
"If not the whole of London, us at the very least."
Robert gave a slight nod and left the room, so Kate could prepare for the day. There was no denying their visits to London had never ended well. Lady Catherine Ashton dressed herself quickly, as was her custom. The grim remembrances of her previous visits to London dragged themselves through her mind like a macabre review. Her first visit in 1797 had resulted in being wrongfully forced into Fleet Prison. Her second visit, at age 19, had ended in the dreadful accident. Now, in the year 1810, at the venerable age of 25, Kate faced London once more. She hoped to avoid some new tragedy, but given her history, the odds were against her. After 5 years of self-imposed banishment in Gibraltar, Kate was more accustomed to helping her brother with the accounts of his business than acting like a lady. Today she would face her greatest fear, the seething pit of depravity known as London society. Kate took a bracing breath of the cold, damp London air. It was time to face the demons of her past, or in this case, a wickedly handsome man, which was essentially the same thing.
"No, a handsome man is worse, much worse," she muttered to herself.
She indulged herself with a quick glance in the mirror to ensure everything about her person was neat and orderly. Her brown hair was pulled back in a strict bun with not a strand out of place. Her black cotton gown was pressed sharp. Everything about her appearance was in good regulation, except her eyes. She wished they were a sensible brown, but instead they were a strange, light colour. She called them grey, but feared they bordered on silver.